Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, the midweek update. Yes, it's Wednesday already. And for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I want to wish a happy birthday to Jillian Wright. You've probably seen her all over the television, a very dear friend of mine for many years. She's a regular guest on Tyra Banks' show and talks about skincare, health, and wellness. And it's her fabulous birthday today, so many happy wishes go out to you, and I hope your family and your kids treat you very well today. In addition, thank you for joining us. It's great to be here on the Midweek Update. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show. And we talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And I can't believe the holidays are upon us. Last week, we had no seasonal exceptions for our key. And we talked about how do we become creative at this time for gift giving and how do we plan for the future when it comes to gift giving. And we gave away some great worksheets on the show. And in addition to that, I can't believe we're cruising so fast through these keys. We're already at Create the Credit. We only have three more broadcasts this year for this season. And we're putting it to bed. It's histoire until the new year. I can't believe it. So this Saturday's show, we're going to talk about creating credit. And whether you are starting out or starting over with your credit, it's an incredible show to listen to. You've got people at crazy edges of the spectrum when it comes to credit advice. And while I believe in doing things wholeheartedly and putting yourself into things, there's a point at which you become a zealot. And I'm concerned about some of the information out there in the marketplace today regarding credit, especially because everybody's credit is being affected in one way, shape, or form by what's gone on in the mortgage markets and in the credit markets. And whether or not you have been late on your mortgage as a result of everybody else defaulting, you may have seen your banks take away part of your limits or take away cards completely that you haven't used or used very much of, and kind of punished you for things that were going on that had nothing to do with you but in the marketplace in general. So some of these people that say, oh, you know, credit score is everything, you must focus on the score, drives me nuts. As a former mortgage underwriter and loan originator, as well as a certified credit report reviewer, that's just not the case. That's not what's important. And then you have the people that are at the other end of the spectrum that say, don't have credit at all. Cut up those cards. Get rid of them. And there's a happy medium. There's a difference between good debt and bad debt. And on Saturday's show, we're going to talk about the differences between good debt and bad debt. And most important, one of the things that's the foundation of our show is, like the opening says, we talk about attitudes, okay? Your attitudes and perceptions of what credit is specifically and what it's not is important. because that shapes our attitudes and our beliefs with regard to credit. And it's not to be taken lightly. And people feel entitled to credit, and credit is not money. Credit is credit. Credit is borrowing money for some future expected income source. And you borrow with the intent to pay, but you don't have the money, so you use credit, and you feel entitled to that, and how am I supposed to pay my bills? And then you rob Peter to pay Paul, and you charge on one card to pay off another card, and the cycle just escalates. And the attitude and perception of what credit is and isn't, and how credit should be used. Because credit is a tool. It's not an entitlement, a tool. And it can build significant wealth for us, or it can enslave us to poverty. And the choice is up to you, how you choose to use it. It's that simple. So on Saturday's show, we're going to talk all about the wonderful world of credit. But more importantly, this time I want to focus on what attitudes you need to hold when it comes to credit to be successful and to use it as a tool to build wealth. We have some cool things coming up on today's show. Of course, we have last week's Millionaire Minute. We also have Minutes on Your Money today. And then I want to start a discussion with you. So what I want to do is give you the phone number to the show, because I think I'm seeing another trend come up. It's already here, I guess. The trend is already here. And what I want, or maybe your comments, are you going through this? Because I just found it really odd. Like, I've heard things that are going to be happening in the marketplace, but what I have seen in the last 2 days, I wonder if it's a sign to come, and we're going to talk about that coming up after the break. But I want you to be able to call in and participate in this discussion if you have the time while you're at work listening. And that phone number is 1-718-508-9002. 1-718-508-9002. That's the phone number to call in. Or you can chat in with your questions. If you're a friend of the show on Blog Talk Radio, just open up the chat room and you'll find our fabulous, ever-popular, effervescent Karen Gurm, our show producer and moderator of the chat room. And you can, if you don't want to say what you think or feel on the air, you can chat in and give your comments about today's broadcast that way. So if you're not able to talk personally on the telephone to be a part of the show, but you have the ability to chat in, please, by all means, do so, because I'm going to tell you something that I think is about what's to come in today's markets. And it feels like the other shoe is going to drop. And we might have thought that it happened yet, but I'm thinking it hasn't. So I want to talk about that after the break. So hopefully I've done enough to stimulate your senses and keep you tuned in. But first, what I'd like to talk about for Minutes on Your Money is what to love about Starbucks. That's what we affectionately call Starbucks here in the office, is Starbucks. It also helps when you're on Twitter and you're trying to tweet and you're trying to be an economy of 140 characters. So we have affectionately abbreviated Starbucks to Starbucks. If you follow us on Twitter at Unlock Your Wealth, it's Unlock YR Wealth, or me personally, Heather Wags, or Karen Gurm, K-A-R-E-N-G-E-R-M. And you'll also join in the Starby chat yourself. But here's a great article that Justin Rohrlich from Minionville wrote. And he says, do you hate Starbucks? That's a question that he poses. Even if you never stop at one, the coffee lover in you benefits from the ubiquitous fuel stops because Starbucks created the demand that made your local coffee shop possible. So if you hate Starbucks, have you asked yourself why? Maybe it's because you find the coffee stores bland and generic. Perhaps you don't like that they seem to be everywhere you look. Or it could be that you simply prefer your local independent mom-and-pop coffee shop and show your loyalty by hating Starbucks. But guess what? Mom-and-pop coffee shops don't hate Starbucks at all. In fact, most of them love it when a Starbucks opens a location nearby. Paradoxically, Taylor Clark writes in his book, Starbucked, The Surest Way to Boost Sales at Your Mom-and-Pop Cafe, may be to have a Starbucks move in next door. It sounds like something that you'd read in The Onion, but it's absolutely true. Mitchell Wohl, whose parents founded the Beanbag Coffee Shop in Washington, D.C., said that Starbucks is the best thing that ever happened to the family business. Starbucks single-handedly created a national industry, he told the Washington Post, and it created a greater demand for coffee, and they rode the wealth. Before two school teachers and a writer cobbled together $8,000 in 1971 to open the first Starbucks adjacent to a farmer's market in Seattle, making coffee was something a busboy did when he wasn't clearing tables. And now it's big business. The Specialty Coffee Association of America estimated that in 1989, there were just under 600 coffee retailers in the United States. Less than a decade later, so we're talking 1999, there were nearly 24,000, and 60% of them were independently owned. So now we're talking small businessmen. The fact is, indie shops are not Starbucks, and most don't want to be. But in the not-too-distant past, if you ask someone what a cafe macchiato was, you'd likely be met with a blank stare. But now, thanks large in part to Starbucks, consumers can choose from a seemingly limitless variety of specialty coffees, not just what happens to be in the pot at your local diner. And let me tell you, this is the magic of the free market at its best. You know me, the eternal capitalist. Of course, critics find plenty to gripe about when it comes to Starbucks. There's the popular refrain that Starbucks pays market prices for their coffee beans, which some say don't ensure farmers a livable wage. But what's that about? Now people are finding fault with companies for paying market prices? I mean, come on. Don't we look for the best bargains? And just think about, if we get the best bargains, then we can pass those savings along to you in the form of lower retail prices. So, last I checked, Procter & Gamble paid market prices for its raw materials. I have no choice to assume that Microsoft pays its developers market wages. And I know I pay market price for my subway ride to work every day. The truth is that Starbucks actually does buy quite a bit of coffee above prices set by the market. Their self-imposed CAFE practices, which stands for Coffee and Farmer Equity Practices, a set of socially responsible coffee buying guidelines, see to that. In fiscal 2008, Starbucks said it purchased 385 million pounds of coffee and paid an average price of $1.49 a pound compared with the market price of $1.36. So, in fact, if you really want to blame someone for the low prices paid to coffee growers, blame Vietnam. The Vietnamese have flooded the market with tons of cheap, low-grade Robusta beans, dragging down prices across the coffee spectrum, including the high-quality Arabica beans that top-end roasters prefer. Now, you can balk all you want, but those coffee growers weren't making the money that they're making now because there wasn't the demand, so we got to be also grateful for Starbucks for that. And what's more, Starbucks actually treats its employees well. The writer Justin says, I worked with people whose lives were vastly improved because of Starbucks' healthcare policy, young single mothers who didn't have time to work a full-time job but still needed healthcare, and a former Starbucks partner, otherwise known as an employee, that's what they call them, said that Starbucks provided that opportunity. So all in all, where else can you work 20 hours a week and get full health coverage for as little as $6.25 a week? And that's not all. Partners are also offered 401k, stock options, discounted employee stock purchase plan, adoption assistance, domestic partner benefits. And that's a sore subject for a lot of major corporations. Don't do that. Don't do that. So that's a big deal. Emergency financial aid, tuition reimbursement, and a free pound of coffee each week. Who does that in America, in corporate America, in these big box retail chains? Who? Tell me. If you still really, really hate Starbucks and wouldn't be caught dead drinking its coffee, might I offer this suggestion? Vote with your wallet and buy your coffee somewhere else. But once again, that's the magic of the free market economy at its best. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will have more delicious, savory, warm, dark roasted radio conversation right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me? I'm your worst nightmare, baby. Do you know who I am? My first name is Bad, last name is Dead. I promise you, I'm the one that you'll never forget. Cause I
welcome back to the broadcast, everyone.
Fixes or no bank will deposit your check.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And it's time for your Millionaire Minutes. The Millionaire Minutes segment is where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. And last week's Millionaire Minute was from selfmaderich.com on how to be a millionaire. Many people dream of six-figure incomes, expensive vacations, and luxury cars, but few take the time and effort to plan how they will achieve this dream. Number one, millionaires are good goal setters. All the research has been done on successful individuals pointing to goal setting as the key ingredient to achievement. To be a millionaire, an individual must believe that it is truly an attainable goal and must be willing to consistently work toward that goal. Going to work and going through the motions may be good enough to earn a decent salary, but for those who aspire to be millionaires, there must be a plan in motion. Number two, millionaires do the math. A prospective millionaire does the math to help them set their goals. They first determine at what point in their lives they want to achieve their millionaire status. Then they calculate how much money they would have to be able to save every day in order to reach that goal. They must be realistic in their calculations and allow for living expenses, house payments, car payments, and anything else that eats into their profits per day. By knowing how much money they need to earn each day, they are better able to gauge their progress and determine whether their current course of business action is on track or whether adjustments need to be made. So, number three, millionaires make sacrifices and trade-offs. No self-made millionaire has reached his current or her current financial status without making sacrifices. Sacrifices might come in such form as spending off hours working on a business-related issue rather than watching TV or going to a party. Other sacrifices can be in a financial form, such as choosing to invest a portion of everyday earnings rather than purchasing costly luxury items. However, most self-made millionaires will say from experience that sacrifices in the things in life that truly make a person happy, such as family and friends, are not worth the financial gain. It is very possible to devote time to family and friends and still focus on becoming a millionaire. The trick is just to cut out the truly unimportant and wasted activities that may be fun, but are really just fluff. And last but not least, millionaires invest. Self-made millionaires make their money work for them. They invest smartly and reap the benefits of their investing because they end up not having to work for a portion of their income. If all of these steps to success are followed, achieving the goals of a seven-figure income is more likely to become a reality. Now, fully and completely integrate these four habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you've just integrated into your personality, and that's your Millionaire Minute. So I wonder how many people had managed to survive Black Friday and have been able to successfully take emotion out of the picture and not make seasonal exceptions. I'm just curious as to how you're doing. Are you being creative with your finances or creative with your gift giving? Are you remembering the rules of etiquette and how good manners will trump any kind of material gift ever on the planet? So if you didn't get a chance to tune into last week's show, I encourage you to do so because we talked all about that last weekend. Upcoming this weekend, we have Create Credit. But now I want to talk to you about something that's been going on at our real estate company, especially the last few days. Now, we all know that foreclosures have been hitting the market, and in case you didn't know that, thanks for coming out from another rock you live in, under, and joining us. So a lot of foreclosures have happened in the last couple of years, if you hadn't noticed, and they continue to beset us. Some of the challenges is people have gotten laid off, death of an income-producing spouse, divorce, all kinds of things like that have affected folks and kept them from accomplishing basic things like making their mortgage payment. And they may not have overbought. They may have bought appropriate to their income at the time, but lack of emergency funds, catastrophic events, things happen, right? Things happen. But what's been going on in my office lately has been really interesting. We are getting people that are calling in wanting to know what next. Okay, I make plenty of money. I can totally afford my mortgage payment. But the reality is I have kids I'm going to put through college. I have school goals myself. I have retirement. I have things I want to do. And I really don't find value in continuing to pay a mortgage that I'm upside down by $100,000 or more. The banks won't work with me. They're not giving me realistic options. They want me to be late in order to negotiate this. So instead of dealing with that, I think I'm going to walk away. Have you been considering this for yourself and your family? I found it very interesting because I commend people that can come to that decision, that they can logically sit down, do the math, and see that it's financially not in their best interest to consider servicing a mortgage that may not ever see that value again. It's a tough decision to make, for sure. And that's part of where the take emotion out of the picture key comes in. So I was just wondering if you've thought about that. What have you done to educate yourself about the process? Have you consulted a real estate professional, another mortgage professional, an attorney, whether it's a real estate attorney, a bankruptcy attorney? I'd love to hear from you. And send us an email, will you, at the radio show, and share your thoughts, and I'd be happy to read your comments on air. And if you do send in your personal story about making a choice about this and it's used on air, you will receive a free credit report review from one of our certified credit report reviewers on staff at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And specifically, I want to know if this is an option you've been considering, what steps, if any, have you taken, and how did you come to that decision? Was it very emotional? Was it easy? Was it hard? I'd love for you to share your stories with me. And again, I would be happy to reward you for doing so. So if you send in your story and it's used on air, we will send you, or we will perform for you, a certified credit report review at no charge, and it's anywhere between a $75 to $150 value, depending on whether or not you're single or married or have others in your household, like live-in partners, things like that. So I'd really love to hear from you. I think that this is interesting. We got four calls just on Monday about this. And Tuesday, we met with even more people, and they're calling my agents, they're calling the office, and I just find it very interesting. So if you're one of those folks, I would love to hear from you. So send us an email at questions@unlockyourwealth.com, questions@unlockyourwealth.com. And if you answer this question and we use it on air, again, for you, you will receive a free credit report review for all three credit bureaus for you and your spouse and or significant other. So thanks so much for listening to the show this week, and I'm so excited about Saturday's broadcast. Credit is always the exciting one to talk about, and we have Create Credit as our topic for this week. As always, we will have our regularly scheduled segments, our Minutes on Your Money, Millionaire Minute, Karen's News by the Numbers, giving us our stock market update, and maybe we'll have more info and forecast for Black Friday and what the holiday shopping season may potentially yield for us economically. And we will have our Investor's Edge guest and, as always, the nuts and bolts to this week's key, which is Create Credit. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Midweek Update. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we will chat with you again on Saturday.
Thanks so much for joining us.